WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. TikTok is gearing up for a legal fight against a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban. A battle in the courts will almost certainly be backed by Chinese authorities. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is wrong to say he finds fault with both sides of the anti-Israel student demonstrations taking place on college campuses around the country.
He can't draw a strong distinction between anti-Semitic mobs on the one hand and people who understand there are civilian casualties in Gaza, but that those civilian casualties are the responsibility of Hamas, not Israel.
Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump is urging Republican voters to take part in the RNC's election integrity program this year by going to protectthevote.com. This is SRN News.
Bad decisions limit future options. Make enough bad decisions and you destroy your life. Listen to The Flatline with your host Rick Hughes every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. The Flatline describes a main line of resistance in your soul, built on God's Word. Join us every Sunday for 30 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education, all without manipulation.
The Flatline with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Coming right up here in about 30 seconds, we have the Narn with Mitch Berg, and I am excited to allow him to come onto the air. But first, I have to take over and give you guys your weather update from the JTR Roofing Studios in Eagan, Minnesota. We're looking at a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a low of 48 for tonight. Today, we're seeing cloudy skies for the rest of the day with a high of 65. And check out that Narn, the best and longest running conservative talk show, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays from 1 to 5 and Sundays from 1 to 3.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the Wind Beneath the Right Wing, the show that's making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, low with this last 22 years and change, shotinthedark.info, the place where I commit to virtual electronic paper, all the thoughts that matter to, well, me, frankly. But it's news, it's music, it's history, it's a little bit of everything, and it is every weekday and sometimes weekends as well, depending on how ambitious I'm feeling. All of which leads up to this, the Saturday edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, going on its 21st year of dominating all media in the Twin Cities. Print, yep. Television, you got it. Online, as if we invented online here in the Twin Cities. Social media, we were the original social medium. So, we're the place to go for all of it. And anyway, by the way, I'd normally give the contact information, both the hashtag Narn Show, that's N-A-R-N Show, on Twitter, Gab, MeWe, and Getter, if you wanted to contact us. And, of course, the phone line, 651-289-4488. That's normally what I would do at this point, but not today. I'm not here today. I am violating the space-time continuum to talk to you from sometime in the past. Not far enough in the past to be anything particularly spooky. Certainly not in the future. Otherwise, I'd be warning you about certain things. Like, for example, well, we'll come back to that in a moment here. No, I'm just doing this a day or two early because I'm down by the Capitol, in the Capitol, at the Second Amendment rally right now today. And if you're not there and you value the Second Amendment, honestly, I need to know why. I mean, you are probably on your way home from the rally listening as we speak right now. That's fine. But if you were at the rally, by the way, congratulations. Glad I saw you there. If it's weird hearing me now, that's fine. But on the other hand, if you're not done, well, we'll be talking about that later in the hour, why it's absolutely imperative that you show up, if not literally at the rally, which should be wrapping up as you hear the sound of my voice, but in the future, especially in this particular legislative session. Since I mentioned this legislative session, let's talk about it for a moment here. There are politicians that are associated with times that where you can't imagine anything happening without that particular politician happening at that particular time. So great was the influence they had on the politics of that place and time. You had people like George Washington. Nobody can imagine 1783 or 1789 or 1793 without George Washington present. Likewise, Thomas Jefferson. One cannot imagine the last decade of the 18th century, the first decade of the 19th, without the influence of Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson, Lincoln, pretty much all of the people who were involved in the Founding Fathers, but those two in particular, because they're on bills. So is Benjamin Franklin. At any rate, and we can't, he wasn't a politician, though, really. At any rate, those are a couple of them. But we fast forward a bit. You cannot imagine the 1820s and the expansion of America without Andrew Jackson. It's inconceivable, to borrow a phrase from a movie. Abraham Lincoln. Imagine the middle decade, the 1860s, without the influence and presence of Abraham Lincoln. And I know some people say it was a negative influence. Others say it's an unalloyed positive. The fact is there's a mixture of good and bad with Abraham Lincoln, as with most politicians. Likewise, you can't imagine the 19-teens without Teddy Roosevelt. You can't imagine the 1930s without Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The time and the politician are irrevocably linked in our minds. Nothing that we know would have happened without that politician. Likewise, the 1960s would be unrecognizable without John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King together. The 1980s are inextricable from Ronald Reagan and, to a certain extent, Margaret Thatcher, Pope J.P. II, and Karl Wojtyla was the Pope. Oh, Lech Wałęsa. Just trying to keep my Polish influencer straight. And, of course, what would the 2010s have been without Barack Obama? Without any of those political figures, the zeitgeist, if you will, of the time, well, I just guess I was redundant. Zeitgeist is time, spirit of the time. The time would have been completely different. And we have such a politician among us today. That person is Minnesota State Senator Nicole Mitchell, Democrat of Woodbury. Now you're saying, wait, Mitch, what? How can you compare Nicole Mitchell, former weather bunny, alleged lawyer? I say weather, but that's probably a little condescending, but she was just on TV, not the senior medium. No, she was a TV weather person who, I mean, it's fair to say she accomplished a fair amount, apparently. I mean, she was apparently a lawyer, apparently a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve, and also, on top of all that, a TV weather lady on my alma mater over at the Five. And yet, it's through her, third, fourth, fifth career? I mean, much as a multi-career person, much respect, as far as it goes, much respect that she was able to pull that off. But she her next career, the Minnesota State Senate, well, things have come a bit off the rails. Now, I just want to say, if you've been watching the news, you may not have heard anything about this. If you're following conservative media, it's probably been the top story of the week. Senator Mitchell was arrested this past, I believe it was Monday, for first-degree burglary, coming just a few days, by the way, after she advocated for building safer communities and, I believe, co-authored, certainly voted for the Democrats' safe storage bill for firearms, which I suspect we have been talking about down at the Capitol for the last 2 hours at the Second Amendment rally. One of the many bits of toxic legislation that's come out of this particular biennium from the DFL. Nicole Mitchell was one of those who was leading the push for that. And by the way, I will say that while everyone wants Nicole Mitchell out of office now, including some people in her district who have filed, as of Thursday, a motion to start the process of trying to recall her from the Senate, which isn't going to happen. We'll come back to that. I will say this. I was pushing to rid the world, the political world, not the literal world, of Nicole Mitchell quite some time ago. In fact, It goes back to this bit of speech from the well of the Minnesota State Senate during the last session, where she said something that, quite frankly, to me, I find disqualifying for anyone who wants to represent people in democracy. Cut one, please. Nicole Mitchell.
Want to make sure a few things are accurate that are said here today, and I've heard a couple things. You know, I took constitutional law. I know not everyone has done that. So I would like to be clear with what it says in the Constitution. Usually it's something that's a matter of public safety, where the common good is deemed higher than that right. So think of our freedom of speech. You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. We all know that, because people could be hurt.
That, of course, is complete hogwash. And by the way, that particular aphorism comes from a case that involved literally the suppression of peaceful speech. Say the idea that you could say something that, that people could interpret as dangerous at the extreme was being used to try to stifle an anti-war demonstrator in World War I who was being imprisoned for speaking out in favor or opposed to going to war against Germany in World War I. This has nothing to do with the public good. This was a fundamentally oppressive decision. And if you're just some schnook at a hardware store, sir, you can't yell fire at a crowded theater, that's fine. That's one thing. You're not expected to necessarily, I mean, you'd hope their education system would have done a better job by you. And I don't care, even if you're a TV weather lady, if you're just going to go on TV and say, well, totally, public safety, the freedom of speech is subject to the public good, like totally, with the vocal fry in there totally filled in, because that's the fashion these days. But this is someone who is not only someone who, as she assured us, took constitutional law. It was right there. She said it. She took constitutional law. And the question is, did she take it from an online course based in Malaysia? Because that's not what the Constitution says. That's not what the precedents that govern the application of the First Amendment say. Oh, there are rules for public safety. But can't yell fire at a crowded theater isn't one of them. And the idea that Nicole Mitchell is going to prog-splain us about, that's progressives explaining to you things that you just know perfectly fine by yourselves, about the nature of civil rights and liberties, to me, disqualifies her from, if not office, I mean, that's the voters of Woodbury's decision. And good Lord, this is almost as bad as the voters of Woodbury sending Erin May Quaid to office, of whom more in a moment here. So that's, it's not disqualifying in the sense, yeah, the voters can elect any vapid, what's a good word I can use on Salem radio? Any vapid person they want to represent them. They do constantly. But that alone right there disqualified Nicole Mitchell from being taken seriously by anyone who cares about civil liberties. Well, fortunately, she's a DFLer representing a newly terribly moldy blue area in Woodbury. And so being up to speed on civil liberties, not a long suit for her, apparently, and not nearly long enough suit for the people who sent her to office with, as I recall, a 18-point margin in the last senatorial election, 2000, I believe it was, 2022. Anyway, 2022, thank you. So that's a problem we need to fix in this state. By the way, it's a problem we need to fix across this entire society, because the respect for what civil liberty actually is and what fundamental rights like the First Amendment are supposed to be, the fact that you have not just weather ladies say, oh, well, rights are what we say they are, and people in hardware stores say, it's all the same to me as long as everyone goes along and gets along. That's fine. That is what it is. The fact that we have an elected senator in the Minnesota State Senate who, and I quote, took constitutional law, and I don't suppose you all got to do it, but I did, and what this means is, no! At any rate, All this, I haven't even gotten to the actual episode this last week. It's going to be a fun episode. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Take your favorite Patriot hosts with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. relieffactor.com.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. The number to call should you care to join me. Under normal circumstances, this is a pre-recorded show, so don't call. Or call if you want. I know the producer might want somebody to talk to. I mean, I don't. Might be somebody in the studio right now. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Other than tell a friend and a neighbor. By the way, Southern Caribbean Cruises with Dennis Prager coming up here shortly, about November 29th to December 8th. This is going to be great. Dennis Prager is going on an unforgettable Bible cruise in the Caribbean, November 29th through December 8th. I think he's taking a year off from the trips to Israel, and I think we all understand why, and I don't need to belabor it anyway. This will be a little less stressful under the circumstances. If you can imagine 9 days of basking in the sun, surrounded by the stunning beauty of a tropical paradise, cruising the vibrant islands. And by the way, when we say vibrant, we're not talking downtown Minneapolis and violence. Not the ironic vibrant that we're all making popular. No, the real genuinely joyful islands of Turks and Caicos, Half Moon Cay, Curaçao, Bonaire, and much, much more. Amidst the profound conversations, Dennis will share his scripture and his insights into current events in a way that will energize and challenge you almost as much as the surroundings will. Anyway, book your trip by visiting am1280thepatriot.com or calling 855 565-5519. So, by the way, so much coming up here. This is going to be a lot of fun here. And who knows? Maybe they can start doing the trips to Israel next year, God willing. So, talking about the most important politician in Minnesota today, Senator Nicole Mitchell from Woodbury. You might be saying, hey, wait, she's an accused criminal. Well, she is certainly accused. In fact, she's been indicted, or at least arraigned, for burglary in the first degree. And what exactly does that mean? Well, we will come back to that in a moment here. But she is the most important politician in the state of Minnesota today, and we'll get to that in just a moment, exactly why. More important than the governor? Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people actually more important than the governor. The lieutenant governor, for example, Senate Majority Leader Murphy, they're all more important than the governor at this point. The governor is basically a sock puppet, a ventriloquist dummy who has one trick, eating corn dogs on camera. That's basically it. I'm going down a rabbit hole here, and we'll get back to that. But in fact, Nicole Mitchell is the most important person in Minnesota politics today, and it has nothing to do with the charges on which she's been arraigned. However, exactly why we'll come back to. In the meantime, let's go back to the facts. On April 22nd, that's last Monday morning, at approximately 0445 hours, a.k.a. zero dark 30, Detroit Lakes police officers were dispatched. This is, by the way, the probable cause statement, the complaint that was sworn out by the officers who had contact with Senator Mitchell. I hate to say Senator Mitchell. I mean, it's just too close to my own name. But there you have it. Those are the facts. On April 22nd, that is Monday morning at 0445 hours, 4:45 a.m., before your newspaper has been delivered, Detroit Lakes police officers were dispatched to a residence in Detroit Lakes in Becker County on a report that someone had broken into a residence. The reporting party, a known adult female, hereinafter called the victim, stated that the suspect ran into the basement. Officer Ethan Wothy arrived on the scene of the victim's residence. Once inside, Officer Wothy overheard movement coming from the basement. Some of the transcripts from the 911 call were even scarier than that. Apparently, the victim, who, as it turned out to be, Senator Mitchell's stepmother and wife of Mitchell's father, the stepmother tripped over her in the dark. She was apparently prone on the floor, allegedly wearing all black, with a black hooded flashlight, with a black sock over the flashlight. This is ninja stuff here, or it would be ninja stuff if it were done with any sort of agility and grace and stealth, but apparently, Officers Wothy and Officer Sternhagen searched the basement and shortly located a female dressed in all black clothing and a black hat. The female, later identified as Nicole Lynn Mitchell, was ordered to the ground and placed under arrest. While being detained, Mitchell stated to the victim something to the effect of, "I was just trying to get a couple of my dad's things because you wouldn't talk to me anymore." Officer Sternhagen discovered a flashlight near Mitchell that had a black sock. I hear the word Mitchell and I just think trouble. It has to do with when I was a kid. I guess it's all very appropriate. Anyway, that had a black sock covering. The flashlight appeared to have been modified so as to control the amount of light emanating from the flashlight. Officer Wothy searched for Mitchell's point of entry into the house. He observed a window on the south wall of the basement and a black backpack stuck in a small sliding window. By the way, Walter Hudson, Representative Hudson of Albertville, posted a picture of the window in question. Getting in that window took commitment. No. More commitment than that. I don't know about you, but someone of Ms. Mitchell's age wriggling into that you had to commit, not just commit to the bit, but C-O-M-I-T-T-T-T-T to the bit to get through that window. I looked at that and thought, oh, my knees are just, anyway, Officer Wothy searched for and found the window in the south of the basement with a black backpack. Et cetera, et cetera. Officers searched the backpack and discovered two laptops, a cell phone, Mitchell's Minnesota driver's license, Mitchell's state Senate identification, and miscellaneous Tupperware. Officer Wothy later spoke to Mitchell about the laptops, and Mitchell said they were both hers. Mitchell stated she just had gotten into the house and commented, clearly, I'm not good at this. By the way, those are direct quotes. Just gotten into the house, and clearly I'm not good at this. Now, pin in this, remember, Senator Mitchell, in addition to being an elite weatherwoman and lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves, is a lawyer. And yet she said this to the cops. At his squad, and I'm going back to the probable cause complaint, Officer Sternhagen read Mitchell her Miranda warning. After hearing it, Attorney Mitchell, okay, that's not part of the quote. After hearing the Miranda warning, Mitchell stated, I know I did something bad. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Violating the shut the heck up rule when dealing with the police that every lawyer in first-year criminal law learns. Anyway, onward. Mitchell explained that her father had recently passed away and that victim, stepmother, had ceased all contact with her and other family members. I'm going to take a quick aside here and say, I'm not mocking the family tragedy at all. Clearly there is something going on under the surface here that is not the kind of thing I would wish on any family, including the allegations allegations that will come up in the complaint in a moment here. Mitchell stated she wanted various items of father's that the victim refused to give to her. Ooh, that's not good. Mitchell described these items as pictures, a flannel shirt, ashes, and other items of sentimental value. Mitchell admitted to driving her vehicle up from the Twin Cities and noted she left Woodbury at 1 a.m. Mitchell admitted she got into the house through the window where the bag was discovered. At the jail, now, let's just go through that right there. Senator Mitchell, sometimes Lieutenant Colonel Mitchell, Weatherwoman Mitchell, and most appositely, Attorney Mitchell, just admitted to every element of a burglary charge after being Mirandized. I refer to the bit in the Miranda warning where they say, everything you say and do can be used against you in a court of law. She just blew her own case. Oh, not for the first time, by the way. I mean, I'm no attorney. I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express once upon a time. But I'm no attorney. But I know admitting to every element of a crime without representation is something that will drive a defense attorney nuts if you have one. And she has one. And we'll come back to that. Mitchell admitted to driving up at 1 in the morning. We will come back to that. Oh, yes, we shall. Admitted she got into the house through the window where the bag was discovered. Again, admitting another element of the crime. At the jail, Officer Sternhagen asked what got Mitchell, quote, to this stage, and Mitchell indicated that it was her father's ashes. She stated she previously got into an argument with victim, and they stopped speaking. Huh. Again, sorry about the family trauma. Truly, truly am. Back to the complaint. Officer Wothy arrived at the jail and questioned Mitchell about the laptops. Officer Wothy presented Mitchell with the first laptop that was dark in color. Mitchell opened the laptop and pressed a button, and the victim's name popped up. Laptop was not password protected. Mitchell then stated that victim gave her the laptop way back when. Officer Wothy again spoke to the victim, who stated that she did not give a laptop to Mitchell. So, this is what we knew about the crime as of Monday, Tuesday, when the story first broke. She admitted she entered through a window in the basement. She admitted she knew she did something wrong. She admitted dressing for stealthful entry, saying, quote, I'm clearly not good at this. By the way, this is from Rob Doerr's takedown of the issue, Rob Doerr, who actually knows something about the law. She admitted, number four, her stepmother refused to give consent. Ooh, going into a house where you have no consent. Admitted, number five, the possession of stolen property, including laptops, a cell phone, and her father's remains. And number six, admitted to initiating the plans for unlawful entry with the intent to take property almost four hours prior. As Rob Doerr said on social media, She's essentially already admitted to every element of guilt on burglary in the first-degree charge. For a first-time offender, first-degree carries a 21-month sentence, which presumably could be wiped out if probation works out. But this, oh, we're not done yet. No. When they say when you start digging a hole, stop digging, she brought a front-end loader. We'll be right back.
Dennis Prager here, and I'm proud to spotlight a local Minnesota company and supporter of the Patriot, B&M Tree Service. For over 30 years, they've been the go-to for tree trimming and removal, stump grinding, and more. Ben and Marv are certified arborists. Visit bnmtree.com and call today.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool & Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool & Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
Step into the vault at Stock & Barrel Gun Club, your destination for pre-owned and collectible firearms. Their team of experts recently traveled across the country, handpicking the finest and most sought-after pieces to curate this exclusive collection, now available at Stock & Barrel. Don't miss out on these unique pre-owned and collectible firearms. They won't last long. Visit their Eagan location to explore the vault today, or discover how you can buy, sell, or trade quality firearms at StockAndBarrel.com. That's StockAndBarrel.com.
If you have diabetes, listen up. If you have insurance, you can qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends and spend more time in range, significantly lowering your A1C. More importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate, painful finger sticks. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and if you've seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for your own CGM right now. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances will cover your CGM, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the Aptiva Medical CGM Health Hotline right now.
800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. That's 800-320-2751.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, how'd you like to win a trip for two to meet Mike Gallagher at the People's Convention? Enter to win the AMAC Meet Mike Gallagher VIP sweepstakes. Grand prize includes wine trip airfare for two to Detroit, four nights at a choice hotel, meet and greet with Mike himself, VIP passes to the People's Convention, $500 Visa gift card for walking around money. You can also increase your offer queue by entering every day between now and May 28th. All sorts of optional activities you can win to earn bonus entries. Anyway, don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The People's Convention, trip to two with all the trimmings. You've got the room, you got the money, you got the mic. It's all there. Just go to am12bthepatriot.com, the fount of all earthly blessings, and join us there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, so this takes us up to 04:45 in the morning, actually, down to the Detroit Lakes Police Station, so presuming we're towards 6 or 7 a.m. Monday morning. No. Senator Mitchell had the right to remain silent, which, according to the complaint, She drove right past like it wasn't there. She talked and talked and talked, violating the one great rule you have, the one great right you have under the Fifth Amendment, one of many great rights in the Bill of Rights. But this one, I'm starting to sound like Trump. Best right of all. Best right ever. Yeah, beautiful right. No, violating her own Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. And as Rob Dorr pointed out on social media, admitting to every single element of burglary in the first degree. I mean, of her own free will. Now, common sense says, if you're accused of a crime, whether you did it or not, you shut up and you lawyer up every time. No exceptions. It should be, by the way, and that's not implying you have anything to hide, by the way. It's your right as a citizen to be considered innocent until proven guilty. I know this, and I'm just a dumb AM radio host. Nicole Mitchell is a weather lady and a lawyer. So she should know this. And while I'm not an attorney, I have to figure that the statements she made before the attorney came in other words, the statements we just read on the charging document, on the probable cause complaint, I should say, not a charging document, would be the kind of thing that would give a defense attorney a real, I don't know, a Malox moment, shall we say? But she wasn't done. Now, she did have counsel at her hearing. I believe it was Wednesday morning. Let's take a look back here. I believe it was Wednesday morning. Yes, she did have was represented by counsel at her hearing, which is good. Again, another Fifth Amendment right. Right after which, she or, I don't know, someone claiming to be her. I mean, she's a Senate Democrat. She probably has a social media smurf doing this work for her. I would have to hope it would be that, because you'd think a lawyer would know, a lawyer represented by a lawyer would know better than this. She posted this on Facebook, a post that has since been locked to comments on her public Facebook site, but here it is anyway, from Wednesday morning. Regarding the recent news, like so many families, mine is dealing with the pain of watching a loved one decline due to Alzheimer's and associated paranoia. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Right there. I'm almost as fit to be tied as I was when she was talking about civil rights. Because I lost a mother to Alzheimer's 2 years ago. 2 years ago this week, in fact. And wrapping yourselves in someone else's decline to Alzheimer's under these circumstances strikes me as just a tad insensitive, is putting it very mildly. At any rate, this was her Facebook statement. Quote, over the weekend, I learned of medical information which caused me grave concern and prompted me to check on that family member. I entered a home I've come from and gone from countless times in the past 20 years, where my son once even had his own room. Unfortunately, I startled this close relative, exacerbating paranoia, and I was accused of stealing, which I absolutely deny. That's my weather woman accent. At any rate, let's stop right there and take that apart. She learned of medical information, led me grave concern, and prompted me to check on my family. Oh, I get that. I get that deep in the marrow, because I've done that. I once had to drive 10 hours to find my mother. Long story, need-to-know basis, all due respect to all of you. Most of you are not that close in the circle of trust. Again, nothing personal. But I did, in fact, have to drive 10 hours to find my mother. So I am nothing but compassionate to the travails attending being the family, being a family member of someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's. However, she entered a home I've come and gone from countless times in the last 20 years where my son once even had his own room. All well and good. But you did it at 4 in the morning without consent, without even going through the front door. You allegedly, as stated in the probable cause statement, went through a window that you propped open with a ninja black backpack. Now, I went through some issues dealing with my mother and her Alzheimer's disease. I certainly did. And I had to do some pretty some things I never thought I would have to do in my life to get to deal with that situation. And none of them involved going in through a non-door into a house not my own at 4:45 in the morning. She went on. Unfortunately, I startled this close relative, exacerbating paranoia, and I was accused of stealing, which I absolutely deny. Yeah, you startled the close relative, exacerbating paranoia. The startle came from this close relative tripping over you in the dark, followed by you, dressed as a ninja, getting up, not announcing, allegedly, not announcing who you were until the police came and ID'd you in the basement. And as far as exacerbating paranoia, I will say, if somebody is tripping over you in the dark, where you're lying silently prone on the floor of the house into which you have come unannounced, dressed in all black, it's not paranoia that you're exacerbating. It's a completely legitimate fear. You're in the house, in the dark. And you were accused of stealing, which, again, evidence allegedly indicates that the accusations may carry a little weight. At any rate, thank you to all my friends and colleagues of both parties for the kind words of support and for trusting my character even before I had a chance to respond. Yeah. This has been a true tragedy for our family, and my hope is I can return to being a private matter. Now, again, I am so compassionate to people who are wrestling with people and their family with Alzheimer's. But the parts of this story that don't pass a sniff test, they don't pass a sniff test if you put a whole bottle of camphophonique up your nose. I mean, you checked on your family member at 4:45, dressed in all black, telling the cops you knew you did something wrong after you were Mirandized. It's not adding up. Help me help you. Have come and gone from countless times. Again, at 4:45 in the morning? I mean, with a key, perhaps? Through a basement window, though? And again, exacerbating the paranoia. The stepmother, the victim of this episode, may have Alzheimer's. I don't know. The stepmother has her own opinions. This, by the way, came from KFGO in Fargo. The stepmother said in an interview that she's afraid of her stepdaughter and applied, that would be Senator Mitchell, and applied for a restraining order against her. She also said that while most of her husband's ashes were buried, she in fact sent Mitchell a miniature container with some of them. So, that speaks to something of the of Mitchell's response under questioning. She came for ashes that she already had some of. Is the stepmother genuinely afraid of Mitchell? Or is she suffering from delusions while suffering from dementia? It could be. Experience notwithstanding, I am not an expert on this, but either way, seems that going into the house allegedly at 4:45 in the morning, dressed like a ninja through a window, and crawling around on the floor, unannounced, to be tripped over in the dark, may not have been the optimal choice. Just going out on a short, sturdy limb there. Now, Senator Mitchell is, of course, innocent until proven guilty. But it's difficult to see how a DFLer with any integrity, a DFL party with any integrity, as opposed to lust for power in a Senate where Mitchell is literally the entire margin that the DFL trifecta has at this point, keeps her in office. I mean, why would they do it? Unless lust for power is their only motivation. Now, Nicole Mitchell won her seat by, as I recall, again, an 18-point margin. So the DFL doesn't just want her in office. They need her in office. Oh, so badly.
And we'll talk about exactly what that means when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Normally, the number 651-289-4488. But yet again, I am at the, or I'm probably coming home as we speak, from the Second Amendment rally at the Minnesota State Capitol. I hope I saw a bunch of you there. I hope you're all busy hitting up your legislators to fight against these stupid bills. We'll talk about exactly, oh, by the way, perhaps we need a safe storage bill for Democrat legislators? Just an idea. AM 1280 The Patriot, go nowhere.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit makemeafirefighter.org.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
When addiction takes hold, it's easy to feel like no one can help. But you're not in this alone. For 75 years, Hazelden Betty Ford has been at the forefront of addiction and mental health care, evolving treatment, reimagining recovery, and breaking through barriers to help families everywhere find healing. So please reach out at hazeldenbettyford.org. Help is here. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation and aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget Jack Tomczak coming up. Hey, let's talk about your mother, the person whose house you're not going to break into over the next 2 weeks, one hopes. Anyway, she's someone you love and appreciate because, well, she's mom. So how about entering to win $500 for good old mom? Our annual Mother's Day $500 sweepstakes will get you the grand prize winner, a half a large to give to their good old mom. Or you can receive a free copy of Heart Happy by renowned author Trish Goyer. Go to the contest and sweepstakes section at am12athepatriot.com. Get in line. Do it. Do it now. Pittsburgh, Northern Alliance Radio Network live. Well, live as I speak, but this is in fact a pre-recorded broadcast because I, like hopefully you, and I'm just coming home from the Minnesota State Capitol as we speak. Hopefully you're all listening to me as you untangle yourself from downtown St. Paul parking and head back to bring the gospel of freedom
back to your communities. We'll talk about that in the next hour here because, ooh, Nelly, it's going to be an issue in the next couple of weeks here. Like I said, Senator Nicole Mitchell, currently charged for first-degree burglary in Becker County, is the most important politician in Minnesota today. I'll explain why. The DFL has been bragging for 2 years about having the trifecta. The governor's office, run by co-governors Flanagan and Klink. The House of Representatives, which they hold by four seats, several of them won by a tiny whisper of a point. And the Senate, which they have a one-seat majority in. Or not. Senator Mitchell has not showed up in the Senate all week here so far, and there's questions as to whether she'll show up next week. In response to that, Aaron Murphy, the Senate Majority Leader, declined to do any legislative work for the rest of the week because now the legislature is 33-33. The quorum, well, we won't worry about the quorum right now. The quorum is a majority of the senators showing up. Hard to know exactly if that means 33 votes are considered a majority. We'll come right back to that. But the right now, any vote that gets held is going to be 33-33, and ties mean the proposal loses. The Republicans tried to bring a proposal to move for the investigation by the Ethics Committee. Of Senator Lucero brought this motion, and it failed 33-33. But the same logic holds true for everything the DFL tries to push. And it is entirely possible that Senator Mitchell, if she doesn't return, could leave the Senate completely deadlocked. Now, that means she will return. The DFL is not motivated by ethics. They are not motivated by the good of the state or anything that is right or wrong. They are motivated by clinging to their power. It is lust for power. That means that Senator Mitchell will vote online if need be, whatever the rules are for that, or she will be trucked into the Senate in her jail jumpsuit in shackles, but sitting in her seat and voting as told. And or whatever it takes, they will keep that vote. She could be a floating head in a jar of preservatives, and they'll keep her voting. Because this is the only thing that they have left clinging them to untrammeled power in this state. And this is opportunity here, folks. This means that we could have this session saved by a little bit of gridlock if one way or the other Senator Mitchell doesn't come back to office, or if one way or the other the Republicans figure out a way to deny the DFL their quorum, which I don't know for sure. I talked with another senator last evening, and they don't know if they have any way of doing that. The president of the Senate, Senate Majority Leader has her means of getting people back into the chamber if need be, sending out the sergeant at arms to round people up and bring them back in. I don't know. That may be a pipe dream. But until Senator Mitchell is ensconced back in her seat in one form or another, literally or virtually, the DFL's agenda is in grave danger. Now, forget about ethics. There will be the Ethics Committee is run by the DFL, and it wouldn't matter if they were represented by Joseph Goebbels come back from the grave. They will keep that person voting for the trifecta here. But there is opportunity here. By the way, some voters in Mitchell's district have started a motion for a recall. It's not going to go anywhere. It's hard to get a politician recalled, as we found out during during the attempt to recall Governor Klink during the pandemic. It is really hard to recall people. You just have to win elections. And unless Woodbury, like Apple Valley, wises up in a big way, it'll probably remain a safe enough DFL seat, although let's all work on changing that, honestly. But if you look at the ethics problem that the DFL has, this might hopefully lead to some changes in the way people vote, hopefully, in this state. At any rate, the DFL has a bit of a crime problem. The Minnesota Reformer, by the way, is a quote news source, end quote, that has some useful reporters, but it's also essentially funded by progressives with deep pockets who want something a little farther out to the left than the Min Post or the Star Tribune. Yeah, you heard me right. And they put out a piece yesterday saying at least six current state lawmakers have been arrested while in office. None have resigned. They include two former sheriff's deputies and the Minnesota Police and Peace Officer Association's Legislator of the Year. They pointed out there are six legislators who have had some kind of run-in with the law in the last few years. Two of them are Republicans. One of them involved in a disorderly conduct and a DUI. There was another DUI involved. Again, both of them were pled down to misdemeanors. And then there were three DFLers with drunk driving charges, including, in just in this last few months here, Senator Walgamott from St. Cloud and Brown Curran from South Minneapolis. Now, who, by the way, blew double the legal limit to drive. And then, of course, there's Senator Mitchell. Now, who, by the way, among all of them, is the one who is actually up for a felony. Actually, we had a Democrat activist saying on social media, hey, drunk driving is much worse than burglary. I was like, no, on the contrary. A felony, by its very definition, is more serious and severe than a misdemeanor, which the other five, three DFLers, two Republicans, all are. Felony, bigger than misdemeanor. And by the way, this follows on last week's big news of the DFL endorsing Judd Hoff, convicted felon, machete man, and man who has been stalking his opponent, Mary Franzen, for quite some time now, for years now, including moving in across the traffic, the cul-de-sac from her up in Alexandria, who, by the way, had his endorsement reaffirmed by the 12B Democratic District. So, seems the DFL has a bit of a felony problem. We're going to talk much more about this between now and the election. When we come back, my day at the gun owners rally, even though this hasn't happened yet as I record this. Go nowhere. I'll be right back.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. I'm Brandon Tatum. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1309. 800-430-1309. 800-430-1309. That's 800-430-1309.
Hi, this is Ralph Dollinger, the founder and president of Capital Ministries. I have the privilege of leading the Senate and House member Bible studies in Washington, D.C. every week. And I'm also the host of the new weekly radio program heard here on this station called Capital Ministries Weekend. I invite you to listen along every week as we discuss the crossroads between what the Bible says and political thought for today.
Listen to Capital Ministries Weekend Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 12.